watching the detectives.
Sheriff's Department, search warrant!
You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, you're poison, you're trouble, you're bad news.
Miami Vice, drop him.
And Senior Constable Melanie Ryan joins us, police speaker. Hey, Mel.
Hey, how you going?
Good, good.
That's
now,
good.
Fake $5. No,
fake $5. I just thought I'd remind everyone, no, it's not Wednesday. They haven't gained an extra week.
That's okay.
An extra day for the week.
I've let them know that you were otherwise preoccupied yesterday. Mel, and better late than never.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. But yeah, look, fake $5 notes. We had a few presented over the weekend at a local business in Maribyrnong. Concerning point about that was that these ones were the actual Chinese training notes. So these notes you can purchase in large quantities for specific training purposes. So they had blue ink all over them. They had writing all over them. Looks similar to the $5 note, but obviously weren't the $5 note.
Well, did you say training notes?
Yeah, so generally what happens is you can actually purchase, if you've got a legitimate license to do so, notes from eBay, etc., to train foreign internationals coming into Australia to show them what the notes look like, what they feel like, and how to distinguish between each of the notes.
Okay.
So, yeah, only certain people are allowed to possess them because you've got to have a license to do so or permission to do so. And these ones, we had some $20 ones floating around about maybe 6 months ago, and they were presented between Maribyrnong and Hervey Bay, and it's the first time we've seen the fivers.
How much
presented.
Like the real thing are they?
Yeah, look, if you actually have a look at the My Police blog page, so mypolice.qld.gov.au/Maribyrnong, there's an article there about the fake $5 notes, and you can actually have a look and see what they actually look like.
Okay.
So they're similar to the old style note, not the new one. Different quantity of paper as such, a little bit smaller, and the big dead giveaway is the blue writing on them.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. It's funny because we don't often, well, I don't anyway, really scrutinise a note. If I've got it, I've just got it.
Yeah, see, I've got three kids. I don't have any money. Especially when one of them wants to play full-time soccer. But anyway, but look, you know, it's interesting. I jumped onto the RBA website to have a look at the new features on the, obviously, the new notes. And there's a few things there that I wasn't even aware of, which was, you know, if you have a look at the holographics, the actual area where Parliament House or whatever it may be sits, the actual numbers of the note changes from one way to the other, so it reverses.
Oh.
It's very weird,
wow.
Creepy.
Okay.
You know, the birds, the little holographic birds, if you tilt the note certain ways, it actually flies. And, yeah, there's obviously many different features there in the new notes that weren't in the old notes as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, a bit of an interesting thing there.
So the government's trying to certainly crack down on you know, fake currency, that's for sure.
Look, definitely. And I think probably, you know, quite often we get the 50s and the 20s presented, but this is the first time I can remember fives being presented. So, yeah, just to be a bit of a mindful and aware of that sort of incident, particularly with Christmas coming up and obviously people being busy, you know, those are the sort of times that people look at using those notes.
Okay, all right, thanks for that, Mel. Anything else before we go?
Look, just a couple of quick things. It's great to see that the Year 12 after formal parties have all been registered with police, so that's a great thing. Thank you so much. Wonderful to hear. Any, obviously, grad parties coming up, if you're looking at planning those, please get online, register them. You can actually get your wristbands from the front counter of either station, which is great. Just gives us a heads up as to how many people they're expecting and stuff.
Yep.
And lastly, look, if you've got any concerns or there's an issue happening, obviously life-threatening, 000, or if it's already occurred and you need to report it, it's to PoliceLink on 131 444. Please, look, I see quite frequently on Facebook people say, this has happened or this has been stolen or that's been stolen. You know, whilst Facebook's a great tool to be able to get some information, obviously if you're concerned and there's been a crime committed, obviously, you know, give us a call and report it through PoliceLink so we can equally investigate the matter.
Okay, Mel, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
See
Have
ya.
A great week.
You
see you next week.
Too. Bye.
Okay, bye.